All right, so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour.
Me too. I'm gonna go print another one of those.
Okay.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have had stages of clarification or?
We did.
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training, so I didn't really compare.
Yeah, we did two of those, didn't we?
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you where we talked about all three.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel there was some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
actually no,
but okay. I mean I thought we had
basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things that and what counted as for the spectral features, it was more confusing what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got here. Do you think we could get a copy? Would that be useful?
It probably could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to leave the meeting now.
It's been a long time, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to print us out?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this manual, or?
We did send it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gone.
Yes.
There's a cool little countdown as well. It lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting. So.
Ooh.
We should have these things in our. We
don't
have
time.
There's
no
telescopes, but that's different than those things.
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? From the ATC.
Yeah, that's right, although it isn't actually used all often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference and finish for the ESO interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved from having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
any
them
bits of the body language
while you're giving your talk.
Yeah.
Because they just show, usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them, because I can see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering my questions, and the view switched again, and I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And Amanda's even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people, and it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
If you see towards the top left of the image,
just,
and luckily Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. So I have something without very many not the arrows flying in bits because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down in front of it and you can see yourself. But not only can you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time
it's
you've gone to Chile,
it is really.
So you're like, oh, can I just do that? And then you react to what you did. But what did you go?
Huh?
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, Ben's printing it out as well.
Great.
Right. Right.
Shall we
that?
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux or continuum. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't.
Mm.
think I'm never, I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I think Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So.
Because
I would fight for lying being a spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right. So.
It's quite hard to mark on this.
Do that. Okay. Next.
So, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component in the bottom.
You're probably right, soft component is there.
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry. Isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum, and you can point at it, and then it is a spectral feature, and it isn't.
You can point to a soft component.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
It's a big bouncy and a soft bit.
okay.
There is a feature, part of a spectral feature. I think he'll live there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's
the
not just absorption.
Thing.
But it's not just absorption, 0.5 kV. It's actually something in the absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption,
this
would
is
put
the,
it in.
This is the thing you point to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say. Two down, 250. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
Next one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Broadline.
That's true. You get that.
And nebulae.
As
a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebulae. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I got the manual.
I can't remember actually.
Should we see when the manual comes? Let's come back to that one. I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We're doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical thing.
That's interesting.
Oh my god, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes.
Breaking the power law index, I think that's probably a.
You can point to it.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing, but you wouldn't know it was
not a.
Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So
what's a break in a power law index?
I think that's a feature. Because in this spectrum, does that and then does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah. That is where it breaks. So,
slight depression of the continuum near the line of limit. I think you're right.
And if I did
well.
It again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly. Well,
but
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit, but we're supposed to say descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they
because
would be the same.
A certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here, there's two spectral features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than that. It's not.
Yeah.
That's not that.
Do you have a sense about that?
I want to split that one and do you into two.
Yeah.
I'd
Is that clear to you?
Excellent.
It's good long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absorption. That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes.
Not the
as well.
The thing.
Maybe it was more about the weightiness.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark it as absorption or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absorption.
If it was there's an absorption feature or absorption,
mm-hmm.
you see the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Cheers. Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
There was no steep soft component that you gave me.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, it could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You go back to number 5.
Is that the nebula?
Was
it the
yeah,
nebula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we saying about the nebula? Source types. Yeah, nebula gas, wasn't it? I think it does.
Right.
We weren't matching it to H2 regions because it was a region, I think was the
yeah.
argument for that. Line again. Line
yeah, that's line ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a.
But.
Ratio is difficult.
Line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's,
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you have it actually listed explicitly, and that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include.
Line ratios after abundances. So.
Is that the value of the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't it,
yeah.
It,
yeah, I mean
you
wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah.
It should you wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Oh, no. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one we want to keep.
Yeah. Right. Damp climb and alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature even though it's you wouldn't mark the source type.
Sorry. So can I just ask? Now you just aligned. You circled the word in the outline, which didn't.
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right. Sorry. Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers. Okay.
Right. See again. That's a. These are source types. It's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a.
But downline and alpha absorbers are physical things, not. Spectral features.
But you also absorb them by you observe them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you.
You could point to damped Lyman alpha though. Because it's just
yeah,
spectral features within are referring to a type of source, e.g., Balin Bell quasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you look at this spectrum and spot that Lionel has been damaged.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damp laminato observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
That's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damp laminato observers...
If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of... If you get a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
different
that's a
damp.
They're going to be different redshifts.
But that doesn't mean that it's... You can still say that's damp laminato and that's damp laminato.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
So all of that is damp climbing alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't
you? Yeah. So. But isn't that always because of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman alpha forest, sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky one.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely damp Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types,
you
would mark.
We wouldn't mark
absorbers. We're not marking absorbers.
No.
But if it was a damp Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damp Lyman alpha.
Right, well,
absorption like quasar, we'd mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damp Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I will
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at it.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's a change in this spectrum.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. If we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though. We included steep soft component, and sphere. We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
There's still some degree of breaking the power
law. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's steep and what's shallow.
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then.
Yeah.
If you change your mind later
when
we go through, we can come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Yeah. absorption again.
Yeah.
What have we got different here?
I don't need K-star, but I should do.
This one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Okay.
What's wrong with Brownage Alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
And I think it's not as if it's a. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easy.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than a, in this context, rather than the line, use the lines. I guess if via there wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines out.
Yeah.
But with via there, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too, isn't it? That's actually not a unique species, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest class.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point to Spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we aren't marking.
So we haven't, basically we just haven't got a rule for spectral features within referring to types of source. When
which we don't mark.
The source.
Yeah. But
so
we can just
marking
be consistent.
H2 and H2 regions, for example.
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
But yeah, but I guess it's not defined by a spectral
yeah.
feature, though, H2 region. Whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by the definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that we have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in the spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking them?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I didn't know
anything blobby.
I didn't confuse emission or.
It wouldn't count as a source type or.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, this is this one's species of cloud, it's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the
I don't think we can't
include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done,
but we haven't.
But
we haven't
done
thing.
The whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put.
Well,
we don't
right
include
yeah.
diffuse emission.
Hmm.
But then we still have to decide if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We might board absorption line in that.
That's because we've to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But just to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
It's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar,
the
Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say
yeah.
that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope, okay, so. Lone Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, then. Because it doesn't fit
yeah.
forest clouds.
Yeah.
Helium 2 optical depth. I think that's elemental.
There, that's derived.
You're right. Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're going to
yeah.
have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What one we didn't do before? Line ratio, we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Sorry, can we just go back one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like, main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I see.
Yes, excellent.
That one, alpha again. Systems.
And Lyman Alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
But if you said.
I mean, that's
said
a
spectral data.
Type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it said don't line enough a spectrum, you might don't line enough that. Because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't
be.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line.
But what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped line and alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer. And this answer is inconsistent.
I think you're probably right in the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure. I think I would mark it. In that it is a region of the spectrum, and they're actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line.
But if you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would we put it in?
I wouldn't,
but
because it's a modified data.
But if it's just an emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99%. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think data is equivalent to.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline saying, for example, if something sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped LY alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings, rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality. Which I mean, sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them, say, in a database, or so, then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this name entity recognition task is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
In this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay.
That we can argue about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Not likely, in fact.
Right.
Damp Lyman alpha system.
Take it again, but systems should be
it should be damp Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that should be the other tool.
Okay.
Damp Lyman alpha in it twice.
Right, source type. Do we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers. We're including broadline quasars, non-broadline quasars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should probably. Because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true. Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Continuous.
Speed up, was
it? You might be soft ionizing continuous. You might, I think.
See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oxygen. Mm-hmm.
Heavy element absorption lines, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. You don't care. Yeah, you can have that as well. There you go. Next.
You like star forming galaxies are distinct.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
Well, probably because you're doing 7,000 of these.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit silly. ions? You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion or something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines
from
H2.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux? The feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, marked feature.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Actually, excess blue wing flux.
Possibly. I don't know.
I think line peak is something you can.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
but
I don't
can't.
Think you, can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I think that's the feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it, right?
Neutral hydrogen, you can be absorption. I think all of that's the spectrum feature. It's basically a way of saying the dumpy system.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the dumpy system trough thing. Which, if you just said that.
Well.
It's dumpy system absorption from neutral hydrogen rather than. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark it. Or H feature absorption. It's a marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is H beta emission is a process from H beta, but it's still this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean is neutral hydrogen should be in there. And the fact that Gunn-Peterson comes between it is just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is just the descriptive process. Isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked. Because that is process, not.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Blue shift of absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, so probably should be there.
Oh, okay.
As in, we can, from absorption, we can. So I think blue shift should. That's talking about a line, isn't it? So that should be.
Yes. Okay.
Could we?
Yeah, it's talking about that. And his strength weapon. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't know if his abundance really in a way. I'm not sure, but...
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision.
And...
be abandoned.
Well, yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then.
Yeah.
We will put narrow line strength. If it's an every two line strength, we definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't it an elemental abundance that you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line in the spectrum.
I think
it's
lines.
Well, I think
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two as an ionic species and have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you estimate an abundance of the species that use all lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FMQ lines rather than.
With marked thing, have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? And maybe it's not clear enough to mark. Let's not mark it.
Yeah, if we don't mark it, then we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line, I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's
then.
What they probably mean.
Next.
yes, bloated star.
That's oh, is that what that means? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take out nine. And that's just for the one.
Oh,
yes. Is that
your right?
Right
there, that counts. Yes, that's one I wasn't sure about, because you fell in for it.
Yeah.
If
it was you legs, you put it in. That's just the wrong neck.
This
should
yeah,
be a source.
And this shouldn't be, should it?
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2, what does that mean?
I assume it's kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah.
I don't know what
okay.
the J means.
Okay, right. This is one I just didn't know. Yeah, it was a catalog.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry, what's
the. H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're sort of taking the line, even if you look at it from broadband.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
Broadband
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line negative. Okay, we just
got
to change this.
Look at
this.
That.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Sat we have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions
modifier
or systems is the.
To the yellow if you see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point? I use that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right?
So, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change
right.
a rule now
yeah.
on the fly,
yeah.
then that might
yeah.
be, then that might create inconsistencies.
Because you might have
with
followed
yes,
yeah, so
I'm sure
right.
I followed it all sometimes and just forgotten. So let's
right.
take that out. Here,
yeah.
But lamin alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine.
Damp lamin alpha systems.
Oh, we're back to damp lamin alpha data.
Data, whether we should keep it.
Okay. Because it's a feature.
I still don't think that goes in. And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross
no,
those out.
yep. Right.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something else.
H alpha detection.
Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't. Is
well,
H alpha broadband? It's light.
With oh, so it would be narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
H alpha emitters are not a distinct class of source. I don't.
No, they aren't.
Line.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, well, no, it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line,
yeah,
however you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even if it's complex.
Okay.
How far
yeah.
did we go?
Yeah.
Absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good.
Lamin alpha forest line blanketing or lamin alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
Which is?
Ah, right.
Into the system.
Yep.
VOBI instrument. Oh, is it?
No, VOBI is
a network.
It's
what is it?
VLBI is interferon, it's technique, it's not a...
Yes.
Yeah.
The network is an instrument then.
It's called something else, isn't it? The
Very long baseline array.
Yeah, it's
called
VLBI.
If you have an A on the end, it would be the net instrument.
This is...
Well...
VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of... This is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. Is it, it's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes, so it takes an image.
Yeah.
Research group takes an image. Okay, nice. But how much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't...
Which it is.
Yeah, is that... So this whole thing is an instrument, you
from
said?
1.6?
That's
or
what I think.
European?
I think it's...
or just from VLBI?
Starting with Europe.
It's using capitals.
Oh, I see, yeah. So is this like, it's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe, all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just...
It shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. Not you.
It says something about objects, and I think it's that we don't use it.
Anything ending in object, we don't use
it.
Yeah. Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
That's the same set, yeah. Certainly not a source name. And though it's different because it's not an ionizer continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a,
process.
It's a processor. It's the type of photons. It's not a continuum you're looking at.
And you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can, yeah.
Not sure you can
there. Mm-hmm.
Neither should that. You're right there. That's all one big spectral feature. And nebula should be marked.
Everybody agreed on that? We've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't
mark
nebula.
We did
mark
nebula, yes.
Yeah.
It was things that weren't distinct, like...
Yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's so
yeah.
many different kinds of nebula, I think, is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, basically. It's going to stick to a list.
Yeah. If we're going to have one, let's have one.
What's different?
Don't mind.
Start thinking that you could get...
You're right.
That's
source time.
Yeah.
Line blanking.
I think.
I know. I don't think I do that.
We have line blanking. Just now
yeah.
we included it. I think.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
It wasn't.
We did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, did it?
Lyman, Forest, Lyme. blank if we took
the blank thing
out.
Yeah, we took the blank thing out.
Red and blue components.
I think you might know as well.
Yeah,
you could
think.
Yeah,
I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft X-rays or the hard X-rays, you can point to the red and the.
Well, I would argue about that instead, because I think that. Did you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum? Mm.
The soft excess you can definitely point to in an X-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not. You can say that's that. So
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you.
Yeah. So we're talking about the continuum. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. It comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually really
after
you model
the
spectrum, not just after looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component. Because a soft excess is that's an X-ray thing. Like a break, you say.
You
say
red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue. Component.
Yeah, but
I guess
a component it is means it's now
yeah.
touching the model way.
Yeah, and take out red and blue.
Which means maybe we should take out soft. But
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excess is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's just if you modelled it with two parts, one
yeah.
component
yeah.
isn't.
Yeah.
It's off the spectrum.
That's
how
probably
Hubble
true.
Do you feel yeah. south?
Hubble and Hubble Deep Space.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's
keep going. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we
yeah.
should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
No. I'm actually pretty early on, I would have thought.
There it is.
Should include possibly with flux as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with
and
that.
And then, yes,
yeah.
Radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms were part of it was useful?
Do we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source, aren't they?
Well, are they?
High Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because.
And high Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think you can mark
right.
high
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
No.
The other bit. But yeah.
That is, yeah.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing. Right?
Yes, I think
yeah.
you're
right. Yeah. So you're right. Subclassification of Seyfert. No one would make a
you
study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do that, don't they?
It's
stupid.
I think they probably are.
They are,
yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's my fault.
functional feature we're going to include.
Yep.
Galaxy
and galaxy
process.
Formation doesn't
yes.
count. And
no, this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Well, it should be this one, but
in
what have you done if you did double the underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to double the underlined
yes,
things?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want
done, yeah, let's just mark what we want and
not that, but with also
yeah,
borderline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have these. So you allowed these kinds of embedded implementations, right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like borderline radio analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should come in.
Just the
wrong
mind.
Oh,
okay.
Colour
for a few things. Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Hyperluminous
galaxy.
If you're having ultraluminous
yeah,
area,
mm-hmm,
then you have to have
hyperluminous. This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. ISM. It's diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about Nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including Nebula, aren't we?
Okay. And drop in with the new weather.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing mission line objects.
And we're not doing mission line when it's a modified object, are we?
Oh no, we aren't doing that either. You're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But and you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it, though.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, I guess.
Yeah, anything with objects, so nothing. And secret galaxies should be one, right? There. Yeah.
Yes!
You've got 370. Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah.
We're going to go faster. Speedy app as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. How was it?